we are joined in the studio this morning by our Living Word Lutheran reporters, Michael and Ashley are here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Schedules kind of conflict. I haven't seen you guys because we had weather and weirdness and all kinds of other stuff. So glad you guys are here.
Thank you.
So, and you were a little ways removed from the neighborhood when we were supposed to be here last month. Tell me what was going on.
So I went with a family friend to visit a pastor who's like been a friend of ours for a long time who lives in Ghana, West Africa. And I was gone for about 2 weeks. And what I was doing over there was visiting a lot of churches and schools and handing out mosquito nets and mainly just visiting the churches that schools that like me and Ashley went to fundraised for, like, in, for example, like to put a roof on their church or put up walls and help with construction. We actually went and like met those people that in the past we've helped. So that was really cool.
Oh, wow.
To do. And also like handing out mosquito nets. That's just awesome. Just to like see the look on their face when you give them that stuff.
So do they have bigger mosquitoes in Wisconsin?
Honestly, yeah.
That's kind of hard to believe, right?
Yeah.
But and also, you know, the main reason for that, of course, is disease prevention, right?
Yes, malaria.
Yeah. So,
go
ahead.
While I was there, in the house I was staying at, somebody got malaria.
But, really?
But they're able to treat it in about two or three days. But it's just like a big financial burden to pay for that treatment.
I can imagine. I can imagine. So this was sort of a mission trip, but not an official mission trip kind of thing. Okay. All right. And was it your first time in Africa?
It's actually my second time.
Really?
I had gone to Ghana last year, actually with a group from Living Word as part of our Winterm or J-term class. I went to Ghana and we did a similar thing in terms of like visiting schools and interacting with kids over there.
Interesting. Ashley, were you on that trip, or have you been to Africa?
No, I've not been to Africa, but I have been on mission trips.
Okay. Where was the most interesting mission trip you took?
I went to the Dominican Republic.
Okay.
With my mom, and we dug trenches, I guess, for
irrigation kind of thing?
No, for building a church and school out there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Awesome. What other mission trips have you gone on, Michael?
I haven't gone on any other mission trips besides this.
Well, that's enough, right? Okay, interesting. So, Ashley, girls' basketball season just came to an end.
Yeah, sadly.
Yeah. So. But overall, you guys had a pretty good season.
Yeah, I think we improved a lot, and it was good. We had a new coach, so that was interesting. I really think we grew a lot. Physically, like, it was a lot more challenging than past years have been. So I think that's why it was harder when it came to an end, because we all just grew so close through all the struggles we had to go through.
Okay. All right. So. And the boys actually start playoff action tonight.
Yep.
And they're at home against
Kenosha Christian Life.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that means they're higher seed, so they should do all right.
Huh? Yeah, I believe they're the 4 seed, but
the boys have had a very good season.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is it Jacob Bulwark, right?
Yeah,
has had a outstanding season.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Been recognized by a number of places. So, all right, and you guys are both looking forward to track.
Yes,
you start to indoor track practice starts soon.
We don't have a.
Not really a track, but I mean, you start
We start next week. Yeah,
conditioning and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. I've been running all winter, trying to run all winter. But yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, but now you placed it at State Cross Country too. So you've been a runner all the time. So you're running in track then?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you doing in track, Ashley?
I run the 400 and long jump, high jump.
Okay.
We'll see what else he puts me in this year.
See how it goes?
Yeah.
What are you going to run?
I do the mile and the 800.
Okay. All right. And first meet scheduled for what? April, probably?
April 6th? April 6th or April 16th.
Okay.
But it's like over a month away. Yeah. So we have a month of practice before we even have a meet.
Which is all right.
Yeah.
You know. First of all, because some of the kids, I'm sure, are still winding down.
Oh, yeah.
Going to be winding down from basketball and from so we'll see how things go. And then the spring musical coming up.
Yep. Oklahoma.
Yeah. And that's going to be, what do we say? We looked at the
16th and 17th.
All right. So that should be fun.
Yes.
So
it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys getting, I mean, you're almost getting close to the last semester of high school here.
Yeah.
Senioritis setting in just a little.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
I'd say more than a little bit.
Yeah. So college plans are finalized for you guys?
Yep.
We're actually both going to Grand Canyon.
You are? University.
Yes.
Awesome. So that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. And when's graduation? Can't be soon enough.
Yeah.
So, great. You guys doing anything for spring break? Anything interesting?
No. Not on my end. I don't think I'm doing anything pretty interesting.
Just
track
kind of
practice.
Track practice.
Yeah.
Little extra.
Yeah.
So, all right. What else is going on? Anything else we knew? Other than wrecking my table.
Sorry.
Anything else we should talk about this morning? I've had the kids from Kettle Moraine Lutheran have been on, and they've talked about how they've had eighth graders who are going to be freshmen next year come in. Have you guys been doing that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think we've had a lot more shadows these past couple weeks.
Yeah, usually on the days that if the Lutheran grade schools have like a Monday off, there'll be like a big group from the feeder schools that come into Living Word.
Okay. Yeah. So, come in and check. Do you remember what it was like when you were in eighth grade thinking, what's next?
Yes.
Yeah.
What did you think? What did you feel?
I wasn't as nervous, I guess, just because I have two older brothers who went to Living Word, so my path was kind of set.
Okay.
I just remember everyone seeming really big, and I was just really scared. Yeah.
But now, yeah. There you are. You're top of the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
So, all right. Anything else? Or should I let you guys get off to school? Because I know you're better. Chomping at the bit to get there. And,
oh, yeah. Can't wait.
Start.
Yeah. So, anyway, hey, thanks for coming. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll catch up on, we'll be ready for, well, we'll see you before the first track meet. So we'll get a preview of how the season looks then.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Ashley and Michael, our Living Word Lutheran student reporters.